much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess. Nice to talk to you.
Now, this centre is the first of its kind here in Australia. What are the specific facilities and services that are going to be offered?
Sure. Well, we've been asked to set up a statewide service to help young people with cancer freeze their eggs or embryos or sperm before they have chemotherapy, because the chemo can often destroy their chance to have a child later in life. And the, you know, the great work that the cancer doctors do, often people survive these things and can be healthy, but they lose the chance to have kids. So that's the first one. And then we want to set up a center that can research better ways to do IVF and to help people who aren't so economically blessed to still have a child through IVF. So at the Royal Hospital for Women, we're going to run the center to do that also.
Tell us a little bit about this research into fertility and assisted pregnancy. What exactly will you be looking at?
Well, it's going to be a great resource. We've got all kinds of ideas that are coming out of the UNSW research labs that we want to try in clinical trials. A couple of things. Firstly, is we think we have a way of doing hormone-free IVF. So if you talk to anyone who's done IVF, she'll tell you that the injecting hormones once a day for 14 days or so is tedious and burdensome, and there can be side effects which can be serious in some cases. So running a system where the woman wouldn't have to do that would be a big step forward. And then also, we're seeing more and more older people trying to have children. You know, lots of people wait till they're in their late 30s or 40s before they start their family. And sometimes people get stuck because their egg quality has gone down. So we think we've got ways of protecting eggs, so older eggs can make healthier embryos and therefore more chance of a baby.
Now, you mentioned before that this centre will also help young people with, or people, not just young people, who are going through cancer treatments and, and fighting various types of cancer. How young will some of the patients that you're treating then be at these at this clinic?
Well, we've been running a service for the local area of Sydney we work in for quite a few years. I'm the youngest person that I've frozen a piece of ovary for was 3 years old when we did that. So, you know, you may see, sadly, very young children having cancer treatment sometimes. And with women, we can go up to about 40 before the systems don't work. And with men, obviously, we can freeze sperm for men in their 50s and they can still have a chance for a child.
So this centre will help men as well as women?
Oh, definitely, yes. In fact, it's a lot easier to freeze sperm than it is to freeze eggs. Collecting sperm is not usually too big a problem. Well, you laugh, but sometimes it can be, trust me. But certainly freezing eggs, you have to do the whole of the IVF process to get the egg. So that's part of the specialised service that we'll be able to run there.
How crucial has the government's support been in making this centre and these services a reality?
Well, it's been really critical. Gladys Berejiklian, in the run-up to the last election, announced that the government is giving $42 million to promote this service. Now, that's between Westmead Hospital, Royal Prince Alfred, and us at the Royal. So, you know, it's going to divide between the three centres. And that's a good thing because it means we can get better coverage across the state, people coming into one of those three hospitals. But it is fair to say that the Labour government-to-be that didn't get elected said they would match that. So this isn't really a party political thing.
Absolutely. It's definitely bipartisan, across-the-board support for this incredible service. What would you like to see the centre, what role would you like to see the centre play in the future? How would you like to see this grow as the years go on and as medicine improves as well?
Yeah, good question there. I think the thing at the moment is we've hit a bit of a plateau with IVF that we can help quite a lot of people have pregnancy, but there's still many others who try it and don't succeed. So if we can improve success rates across the board, helping people to have family, I think that's something we'd be proud of over the next 10 years.
Absolutely. Bill, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's nice to talk to you. Have a good Saturday.
You too. That was Professor William Ledger, Head of Obstetrics and Gynecology at UNSW and Director of Reproductive Medicine at the Royal Hospital for Women, talking to us about the new Fertility and Research Centre and accessibility of IVF here in New South Wales. You can check out more information on our podcast at the end of the show. We'll pop some links there.